Listening, the introduction of Chao and Chen.
Hello and welcome, boys and girls.
Hello and welcome, teachers.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to China, an incredible country with amazing culture, wonderful gastronomy, and millennial tradition.
A country full of contrasts and ancestral customs, with a special reverence for the dragon.
Speaking of dragons, Chen, you remind me of the story we're going to tell.
Oh yeah, because the dragon is the symbol of the great empress of China, the beautiful Kumiko of the Ming Dynasty.
An empress who started being selfish, brutal and conceited. The only thing she cared about was her physical appearance, her outer beauty.
The empress did not listen to the cries and petitions of her people, and especially in the town where the poorest people lived. She forced them to pay high taxes, which she spent on clothes, dresses, and trying to get more beautiful every day.
But Chen, what Kumiko, the Empress of China, did not expect was that someone as smart as Pu Yi would come along posing as a tailor.
That's right. And it would be him that would make her see things differently. But to do that, he had to lie to her and to trick her.
And with the help of a girl called Narumi, everyone realized what was going on.
Oh, it's a wonderful story, boys and girls. It was first written by the great Hans Christian Andersen, and that is why we go from town to town telling this story.
From square to square.
From theatre to theatre.
So that those who rule know that they have to govern fairly for the good of their people, their citizens, and all of those who suffer in poverty.
Chao, we must not forget the tale of Fen Huang, the nightingale, whose song is so beautiful that all the people of China want to hear him singing every day.
Of course, Chen. A story in which emotion, adventure, intrigue, and music come together and take us on a brilliant adventure to this wonderful world.
And don't forget the moral, Chao. Do not get carried away by appearance or greed, but behave yourself and listen to those around you.
Well, see you in the theatre, boys and girls.
And teachers, Chao.
Oh, of course.
May harmony accompany you forever.
Now, listen to the listening again and repeat the words when you hear the gong. Perfect. Are you ready? Well, let's do it. Hello and welcome, boys and girls. Repeat, welcome.
Hello and welcome, teachers.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to China. Repeat, China. An incredible country with amazing culture, wonderful gastronomy, and millennial tradition.
A country full of contrasts and ancestral customs, with a special reverence for the dragon. Repeat, dragon.
Speaking of dragons, Chen, you remind me of the story we're going to tell.
Oh yeah, because the dragon is the symbol of the great empress of China, the beautiful Kumiko of the Ming Dynasty. Repeat, empress.
An empress who started being selfish. Repeat, selfish. Brutal and conceited. The only thing she cared about was her physical appearance, her outer beauty. Repeat, beauty.
The empress did not listen to the cries. Repeat, cries. And the petitions of her people. Repeat, people. And especially in the town. Repeat, town. Where the poorest people lived. Repeat, poorest. She forced them to pay high taxes. Repeat, taxes. Which she spent on clothes, dresses. Repeat, dresses. And trying to get more beautiful every day. Repeat, beautiful.
But Chen, What Kumiko, the Empress of China, did not expect was that someone as smart... Repeat, smart. As Puyi would come along posing as a tailor. Repeat, tailor.
That's right. And it would be him that would make her see things differently. But to do that, he had to lie to her and to trick her. Repeat, trick.
And with the help of a girl, repeat, girl. Called Narumi, everyone realized. Repeat, realized. What was going on?
Oh, it's a wonderful story. Repeat, story. Boys and girls, it was first written by the great Hans Christian Andersen, and that is why we go from town to town telling our story.
From square to square. Repeat, square.
From theatre to theatre. Repeat, theatre.
So that those who rule, repeat, rule. Know that they have to govern fairly for the good of their people, their citizens. Repeat, citizens. And all those who suffer in poverty. Repeat, poverty.
Chow, we must not forget the tail. Repeat, tail. Of Feng Huang, the nightingale. Repeat, nightingale. Whose song is so beautiful that all the people of China want to hear him, singing every day. Repeat, singing.
Of course, Chen. A story in which emotion, adventure, intrigue, and music come together and take us on a brilliant adventure to this wonderful world.
And don't forget the moral, Chow. Repeat, moral. Do not get carried away by appearance or greed, but behave yourself and listen to those around you.
Well, see you in the theatre, boys and girls.
And teachers, Chow.
Oh, of course.
May harmony accompany you forever.
Repeat, harmony. Repeat again. Welcome.
China.
Dragon.
Empress.
Beauty.
Cries.
People.
Town.
Poorest.
Taxes.
Dresses.
Beautiful.
Smart.
Tailor.
Trick.
Girl.
Realized.
Story.
Square.
Theater.
Rule.
Citizens.
Poverty.
Tail.
Nightingale.
Singing.
Moral.
Harmony.
And now we have to go. It's time to tell the story. See you soon, boys and girls.
And teachers, of course.